Romans chapter 1. From Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, a called apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who descended from the seed of David according to the flesh, who was marked out as the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by resurrection of the dead, of Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and an apostleship for obedience in faith among all the Gentiles for the cause of his name, among whom you are also, being a called people of Jesus Christ. To all those who are in Rome, God's beloved, called us saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord, Jesus Christ. Firstly, I give thanks to my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, in that your faith is proclaimed in the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit, in the cause of the gospel of his Son, as to how I ceaselessly make mention of you, always on the occasions of my prayers, asking that I might by some means, sometime, at last, by the will of God, have a prosperous journey and come to you. For I yearn to see you, in order that I may share some spiritual gift with you, for you to be strengthened. That is to say, for me to be encouraged along with you through each other's faith, both yours and mine. But I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I often plan to come to you, but I have been prevented up to now, so that I might also bear some fruit among you, as indeed among the rest of the Gentiles. I am a debtor to both Greeks and barbarians, to both wise and foolish. That is the nature of my eagerness to preach the gospel to you in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed, by faith, in faith, as it stands written, and the righteous shall live by faith. For God's anger is revealed from heaven on all ungodliness and injustice of men who suppress the truth in injustice, because what can be known about God is evident among them, for God has manifested it to them. For the invisible attributes of him, from the creation of the world, are understood and caught sight of in the things made, his perpetual power and deity, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give thanks, but they became vain in their reasonings, and their undiscerning heart was darkened. Asserting that they were wise, they became foolish, and they changed the glory of indefectible God into a likeness, an image of perishable man and birds and quadrupeds and reptiles. This is why God has delivered them up to uncleanness in the desires of their hearts, so that their bodies are dishonoured among themselves. And they exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and they worshipped and served creation more than the Creator, who is blessed throughout the ages. Amen. For this reason, God delivered them up to dishonourable passions. For their women also exchanged the natural way of things for one which is against nature. And similarly, the men also abandoned the natural way of things of the woman, and burned in their lust for each other, males practicing with males that which is indecent, and receiving the inevitable consequence of their error among themselves. And just as they did not think it fit to acknowledge God, God delivered them up to a discredited mentality, so as to do things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, fraud, malice, being full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, without loyalty, without affection, implacable, merciless, who, although they are well aware of the decree of God, that those who do such things are worthy of death, not only do they do them, but they also approve of those who do them.